coming up.
Here we have a pharmacist who was apparently killed because he was trying to help people by vaccinating them.
For Vault Studios, I'm Will Johnson. You're listening to The Daily Crime. Police have charged a Maryland man with killing three people over a two-day period just over 2 weeks ago, and there's a shocking motive tied to these murders.
Well, according to court documents just released, he apparently wanted to confront his pharmacist brother because he thought his brother was killing people with the COVID-19 vaccine.
I'm joined by reporter Bruce LeShan at WUSA 9 in Washington, D.C. Bruce, tell us what we know about these murders.
Well, what we know is that this whole COVID conspiracy theory and this vaccine hesitancy has had an impact on three lives directly, in that this man, Jeffrey Burnham, is accused of killing his brother, his sister-in-law, and a mother's friend because he believed that his brother was giving COVID vaccine shots to people, and that was part of a government conspiracy. That was the apparent motive for this guy.
And Bruce, this all started with the murder of an 83-year-old woman who was a friend of Jeffrey Burnham's mother, right?
That's right. So Jeffrey Burnham lived in Cumberland, which is a small town. It's one of the poorest towns in the entire country. It once was a thriving center of logging and mining and everything else on the Potomac River, upper reaches of the Potomac River, bypassed or bisected by what used to be called the National Road and is now I-68. Jeffrey Burnham was talking to his mom. He kind of freaked her out so much so that she called the Cumberland police. He was telling her that the FBI was after him and her, and that Brian knew something about a government conspiracy, Brian Robinette being his brother and the victim of this really gruesome killing. So Jeffrey Burnham, according to police and prosecutors, went to a friend of his mother's house, Rebecca Reynolds. She's 83 years old. And police say that Burnham murdered Rebecca Reynolds, stole her Lincoln car, her Lincoln, drove it to Ellicott City, which is several hours away, parked it a short distance from his brother's house, and then went into his brother's house and shot his brother repeatedly, then shot his sister-in-law. His sister-in-law was upstairs in a bedroom when police found her dead. His brother was downstairs in the foyer, and there were 40 caliber shell casings, according to police, scattered all over the house. So apparently he shot them repeatedly. Then he apparently got back and took his brother's Corvette and was photographed at a toll plaza, going through the toll plaza with the top down, driving towards West Virginia. In West Virginia, he apparently holed up at a motel and bar, and he spoke to a firefighter there, and he told the firefighter, according to the charging documents, that he had to kill three people because the government was poisoning people with the vaccines. So as far as we can tell, he killed Rebecca Reynolds, 83, in order to get her car and drive to Ellicott City and go and kill his brother and sister-in-law, and then drive back to West Virginia, where he was arrested without incident.
And along the way, it's been reported that Burnham said, quote, "Brian knows something," speaking about his brother Brian.
Yeah, that's his mom was freaked out because he was telling her this tale, and she kind of questioned his mental stability because he was telling this tale about the FBI being out to get her, and that the government was killing people with the COVID shot, and that Brian knows something. Now, Brian Robinette was a pharmacist. He worked for Walgreens for some period of time. People in Ellicott City, which is, you know, a small town close to Baltimore, just loved the guy. He was really a part of this neighborhood, and he had been a pharmacist caring for people for a long time, apparently, you know, helping with the COVID vaccines. Well, as far as we can tell, his brother just was freaked out and convinced that that was an evil thing. So, I mean, the thing that really strikes me is that, you know, there's so much vaccine hesitancy. There's so much vaccine hesitancy because of this belief that the government might be, you know, magnetizing people or whatever. And one of the implications of that is, you know, not enough people are getting vaccinated for us to stop this horrible pandemic. But in this case, not only did people die kind of because they didn't get the COVID vaccine, but here we have a pharmacist who was apparently killed because he was trying to help people by vaccinating them.
Bruce, my understanding is this couple had two children, right?
That's right. And there has been a remarkable outpouring on GoFundMe from that community and from friends and so forth. Last time I checked, there was over $100,000 that had been collected to help the adult children of Brian and Kelly Robinette. And you just can't imagine, you know, what kind of trauma that they must be going through to have lost their parents they loved so dearly, and then trying to make a way forward without them. They're still young. They're adults, but they're, you can see from the picture that they're not old adults. They're young people who, you know, still probably depended on their parents for help and advice and guidance. And all of a sudden, they're out on their own after their parents were, you know, just shot up, according to police. And you think, too, about Kelly Robinette. If her husband was killed downstairs, she almost certainly heard the gunshots. And then, as far as we can tell, according to police, Jeffrey Burnham came upstairs and shot and killed her as well. And you can just imagine her terror. But, yeah, the community has come together, raised more than $100,000 on GoFundMe to support those two adult kids.
And Jeffrey Burnham has been brought back to Maryland now from where he was arrested in West Virginia. Is that right?
Yeah, he was extradited from West Virginia. He was taken to the jail in Allegheny County in far western Maryland. Judge ordered him held, no bond allowed at this point. He's awaiting trial. The prosecutor out there so far has not really responded to media inquiries. The prosecutor in Howard County, the statement of charges, it's been released. And that's the sworn statement of some of the detectives in Howard County that were looking into that. And that's how we know from their sworn statement about this allegation that this was all about his brother giving COVID vaccines.
All right. My thanks to reporter Bruce LaShan at WUSA 9 in Washington, D.C.
Thank you.
Thanks for listening to The Daily Crime. We're here every weekday, Monday through Friday. Be sure to subscribe to the show and give us a great review if you like what you hear. And if you'd like to learn more about the show and Vault Studios, check out our Facebook group, Inside the Crime Vault.